Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. I want to start this show with a quote. I just opened my book, actually, to this quote. The quote is from Mother Teresa. Love is a fruit in season at all times and within reach of every hand. So I want to welcome you on that note to the show. I'm going to be your host and my guest for the next 55 minutes. If you're new to the show, I want to invite you to go to my website, which is starofthemagi.com, and look up your birthday card if you're not familiar with what I'm doing here. The focus of this show is on our self-awareness and our understanding of not only ourselves, but each other and who we're in relation. My website about the card deck was originally. If you're not familiar, you can look at that. I also do the card of the day every day. Today is an Ace of Clubs day. The energy of this day, that this day embodies, every day embodies, very clear intentionship with each and every day, each and every moment, really, don't we? And the energy of this day is very fast, very quick, very mental. And if it's not in some way, then it can become scattered. A lot of inspiration that can also come with this is bring in the new. The aces represent beginnings, and they initiate and they conceive. Because it rules the mental realm, the Ace of Clubs can be very inspiring and for new ideas, innovative ways of thinking, reach action with ideas. It's a really powerful day for making things happen. If you haven't gone away right now, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you want to take advantage of this energy. People, because it may seem that people are hearing you, but they might not be. For those of you that are in Los Angeles, I should bring this up, and I haven't checked my message yet, so I know my status is, but I'm going to be in L.A. this weekend. I did have some spaces open on Sunday and Monday for sessions, and the number to call for that is 350-0812. I'm not sure what's happened because I've been gone all day, but I just saw that on my website, so I thought I'd throw it out there. I want to talk a little bit, and then, you know, I really welcome your calls. If you've never embarked upon this glorious system of that's filled with secrets and mysteries about you, and me and everybody else, then I invite you to call in with any questions that you have about the system or your cards, your birthday, or your relationship with somebody. I have two books that I've written, Cards of Destiny and Love and Destiny, and Love and Destiny is all about relationship compatibility. So you can check those out if you want to, on my website. I've been writing a lot about our spirit cards. And in the card system, how I interpret it, we have four personal significators, is what I call them. And these cards really, you know, there are four suits, there are four seasons, and we have four personal significators in our life path. We have a 13-card life path in the cards. Our life path is determined by our birth card. And our birth card is determined by our birthday, because each day of the year is governed by a specific card. So once we look at the calendar and see the card that's governing the day that we're born, month and day, then we can look at the life path and see our 13-card life path. There are 13 lunar cycles in a year, and there are 13 weeks in each of the four seasons of the year, and there are 13 cards in a suit, and we have 13 cards in our life path, ace through king. The ace really represents our individuality, and that's the position of our birth card, whether it's the three of clubs, the four of spades, the eight of hearts, or the ten of diamonds. Doesn't matter. Our card begins our life path, and that card is really like the ace in the 13 cards in a suit, in each of the suits. So our birth card, which again is determined by the month and day that we were born, is the representative of our soul's expression in this life. This card manifests as our signature. It's how people really see us, and it's what, you know, it's like the costume that we wear to the ball being life. And we embody the essence of this card as an expression of who we are. And we identify with it very deeply. All our life's lessons are embodied in our birth card. And so if we are a king of diamonds like I am, or a jack of hearts, or, you know, a five of diamonds or the ace of spades, whatever our card is, we actually embody that energy. And, you know, I've said this many times before, I don't know if you've heard it, but I think of the deck of cards as, you know, a guide for humanity to explore, discover, and realize their personal potential and through self-mastery, because that's what kings represent. And the card deck is really like a guide, a map. It's a matrix of time, first of all. And, you know, that's what we do here. We embody ourselves into time. We come into the physical plane, and we're moving through time. And whoever I don't know how to say this. The creator of the origin of the system or the structure, who revealed it, had to be having a pretty amazing perspective of time and humanity. Because when you read the system, it's not like laying out cards like a fortune teller. It's really looking at charts of time, cycles of time, many different cycles, big cycles, little cycles, medium cycles, 52 days, 28 days, 3 months, 4 years, 1 year, 7 years. You know, there's lots of them. They all reveal a very specific influence that's taking place in time. There are little side things and people in your life show up, There's always a major theme that seems to be going on as we move through time. And, you know, it's almost like a ribbon that weaves through us deep within and then comes out to express itself. And then it goes in and then it comes out and expresses itself. And when I followed the spirit card, when I first saw this years ago, and I saw how the spirit card was leading the birth card, I thought, through time, I thought, wow, this has really been my experience my entire life. It's been my experience that, you know, I become aware of something within myself, and I study that, or I have my conversations with it, whatever it is. Sometimes it's inspiration, sometimes it's becoming aware of a pattern that's not serving me, whatever it's been, you know, the awareness comes first within. And then as the understanding changes, it shows up in the behavior. And when I saw that that was a journey that of how we were being guided through time in the system, it just blew my mind a little bit, which is something that happens quite often with the system. Because I need to bring my screen up here in case somebody calls in. Because everything that happens is revealed in the cards. Okay, Seth, I don't see your window here. So, I'm working on a project, and it's had me writing about our spirit cards. Because our spirit card represents our inner environment, our psyche, and what we deal with inside of our own mind. You know, this is an aspect of us that wants to experience the fulfillment of its expression. So I'm like a king of diamonds, right? My spirit, that's my birth card. My spirit card is the three of clubs. They're very different, in a sense. By their energetic composition, they're very different. A king and a three are very different. But I'm a king that has a three living within her, right? And that three of clubs represents my challenges and my opportunities. The things I face within me that challenge me, and when I embrace them, they become my opportunities. And I totally believe that when we do the bidding of our spirit card, when we manifest the true essence of that card, we are happy. We are happy. We are aligned with ourselves from the inside, from that which our spirit wants to express through us. It's very powerful. So when we embrace and resolve the challenges that we have that are specific to that card, then those very things become rewards for us. So I have a call which I'm going to take. Carol is calling from Pennsylvania. Carol, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hiya. I'm okay, honey.
Uh-huh. That wasn't too convincing.
Well, gee. I'll put it to you. It's been very eventful. The last 6 months of my life have been very, very eventful.
Wow.
So now I'm at, where do I go from here?
Right. When's your birthday?
9/26/1960.
9/26. The Jack of Hearts. You're a Libra, yes. 1960, so you're 49, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what's going on. So, 926, that means where, oh, well, okay, let's look at your cards for age 49 and see what's happening. But you just had your birthday last month, and you're saying the last 6 months have been a wild ride.
Yes.
Wow, I would think that at age 48, you were maybe being challenged a little bit to step out and be more expressive of who you really are, like get outside any boundaries that you had created for yourself. Is that true?
Somewhat, mm-hmm.
Because it looks like a lot of change happening in plans, ideas, thinking, just a lot of constant change going on. And, oh, my goodness, look at this. Yeah, a lot of transformation, changes in values, changes. I mean, all of 48 looks like it was pretty wild and woolly.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Lots. I hope you had some aha moments in there because they were around.
Well, it's been a difficult time. I'll just put it to you like that. It's been very difficult. Many things that I thought were not. There was many, many surprises, I suppose, you'd have to say.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little deception in a relationship?
Oh, in many relationships.
Uh-huh.
That sounds crazy, but, you know, in a family, with my husband, many things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see why
friends,
that would be.
You know, it just... You know, just amazing things have happened.
Have you been writing about these things?
Actually, I've been writing things down, and I've been studying different things to get an idea. You know, when things explode in your face, so as to speak,
mm-hmm.
you try to resolve them. You know, you go through a grief period of trying to understand, you know, it's like a loss because you had trust, so you have a loss, and so you go through grief, and then you go through, where do I go from here, okay, and I need to study different things because I'm trying to find out who I am now because everything that I thought I was,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't, or wasn't coming about, I don't even know how to explain it.
No, absolutely.
It's not
Listen.
The midlife crisis.
Oh, no.
It's
your planetary ruling card was sitting in the Ace of Spades house, and that position represents, you know, spiritual transformation through death and rebirth. And it's not always an easy process. And I can see from looking at your seven-year cycles, last year, age 48 was the end of a seven-year cycle. And where you, you know, that whole seven-year cycle, you were sitting in the Seven of Spades house. I mean, you had cards that have been pushing you toward a deeper experience of who you are, of life in general, and of really renewing yourself or recreating and reinventing yourself. So this has been a theme for a while, and it sort of like looks like it culminated at the end of your birth year, which is just, you know, before your birthday. And the reason I felt that it would be important for you to write, and then when I turned to your seven-year cycle, I see that one of the cards that was governing you last year was a card that could facilitate support for you by you expressing yourself in writing and really spending time with your thoughts and your experiences in that way. It could also cause you a lot of uncertainty and feelings of uncertainty and confusion. Now, You just started a new 7-year cycle with your birthday in September. And your cards are very different. So you're moving into a totally new kind of energy. And it's a Mercury ruled 7 years. And Mercury is like the birthing of the new. It's new beginnings. It's a start. So you know, it's not always easy to end things. And you're sitting pretty, actually, in this new cycle.
I'm just laughing. Well, I'm hoping I'm sitting somehow, because I'll tell you, it's been rocky.
Well, I know it's been rocky, and the truth is your Jack of Hearts birth card never really moves. Everybody moves around you, and you just stay in one spot. And, you know, that's a card, your birth card is a card of sacrificial love. And one of your lifelong lessons is learning the difference between sacrifice and giving, because there is a difference. And, you know, without the awareness of how to have clear emotional boundaries, which you probably didn't learn in childhood because it's a pretty heavy childhood path, you know, it's easy for you to end up sacrificing yourself and then reaching a point where it's like, wow, what's been going on here? Not what I thought. You know, and then you pick up the pieces. The beauty is, you know, your planetary ruling card's the Nine of Spades, and this is the card of recreation and reinvention. Your Jack of Hearts is, you know, it's a card of the consciousness of the heart. So as soon as you step onto a spiritual path with yourself, you're going to have a lot of support from unknown, unseen places. You know, life will rush to support you to take that kind of journey, which this is a really good time to do that. You know, you've just stepped into a new 7-year cycle. You have very supportive, empowering cards. And, you know, to me it looks like this is a time when you're going to start learning about more of who you really are that maybe, you know, has been on hold for a while. Does any of this make sense to you?
Somewhat.
You've got some, yeah, well, it's really important for you to be open to new ways of thinking and new ways of seeing and new ways of learning about yourself and about life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this is very, very important. Huh?
I've been studying different things. I mean, studying different areas right now because, I do know that I'm in this period of unrest, and I'm trying to find answers, so.
Mm-hmm. You have energies that are governing your thought processes that are very active and can be scattered, and it can make it difficult for you to focus. So if you allow yourself to gravitate towards things that excite you or that, you know, make you want to learn more, then you know you're going in the right direction. Anytime you're inspired to be focused, you're going in the right direction. If you feel scattered or uncertain or confused, perhaps you want to think about, where is my focus right now? Why am I choosing this? Maybe I need to look in that direction. Or maybe I need to go outside and look at a tree in the sky for a minute. You know what I mean? Take a few deep breaths. Yeah, because this is the energy behind you wants to stabilize you. The energy that's working with your mind is it's a lot of energy. And you're also looking at your relationships, where you've been and what your learning is. This is really important because your values are going to be changing this year. And you're going to start learning how to bring your spiritual and material or mundane values together in a way that you never have before. So it's almost like you're starting a new relationship with not just yourself, but with life. And every decision that you make needs to feel good in your belly and good in your chest. And you need to make decisions for you, not for anybody else.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot. See, you're learning right now how to discern between sacrifice and giving. Giving is acceptable. Sacrifice is not. And, you know, it's a real fine line. So you're learning how to have clearer emotional boundaries, which is what the Jack of Hearts teaches us. You know, we learn from that card how to have clear emotional boundaries so that we can enter that sacred temple of the heart, which governs compassion. And it's like allowing someone to behave badly is not compassion, and it's not, you know, giving. It's not even understanding. It's sacrifice. Stepping into a position of it's okay to accept because people make the choices they make for a reason, and they're really none of our business, unless they affect our life, and then that becomes our business for ourselves to govern and guide the choices that we make relative to what's going on. The biggest mistake that we sometimes make is failing to take action that we know we need to take because we're afraid. So embracing the unknown and having faith. You're learning about faith this year and trust. So you want to exercise those things in each and every, with each and every thought that you have. Don't rationalize, don't justify, don't make up any new stories. You know, just really be with the place inside of yourself where you can find stillness. Because it's only from there that you're going to make the right choices. Okay. So when it feels good in your belly and good in your heart, then that's the right choice for you. If they're in conflict or they're in conflict with your mind, then you're not clear, okay? Because you have some choices to make. I can feel that. And I know you'll make the right choices as long as you make them for you, solely. Okay?
That's where I have problems. That's where I really have problems, truthfully.
Well, I know you do. I mean, it's your life. I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you. I do. I always have.
Yeah, well, I know that's the path of the Jack of Hearts. It's the Christ card.
Well,
where did
tell
Christ
you.
End up? On the, he ended up on the cross with nails in his body. Okay? This
okay.
is the Christ card. This is the card of sacrificial love. You know, it's like, okay, well, when you're done bleeding, then get out of there. But just make
well,
sure
you
want to have some blood left, right?
Well, I'm hoping to, I'll tell you.
Well, no, it's not about hope. It's about choice. It's beyond choice. It's about making a decision. Let me tell you something, people. You can write all the goals you want, and you can write all the affirmations you want. You can write 7 million of them. You can write the same one over and over every day. I don't care. Until you make a decision, nothing is going to change ever. It's all about decision-making. And everything that comes out of my mouth, I'm listening to. Trust me. It's all about decision-making. And, you know, there's that saying that's not over till the fat lady sings. I'm not sure what that saying means or where it came from. I'm going to look that up on the Internet. But it's like, to me, making the decision is when the fat lady sings. You know, it's like, this is it.
This is my decision.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get clear about your decisions. You know, before you bleed to death, for God. This is your learning in this lifetime.
Well,
this is your learning. Are you going to hang yourself on the cross, carry your cross to the place, to the hill, put it in the ground, climb up there and let them... Or are you going to put the cross down and get out of Dodge?
Yeah, I've had enough. Let's go forward. And I'm not going to let you, you know, I've been walked on enough now. My emotions have been torn up. I've trusted you and you've deceived me enough. Enough is enough.
Well, that's the thing. That enough is enough. So then you decide what you're going to do. You can say enough is enough until you're 82.
Well, geez.
Well, but it happens. I can feel what's going on. And it's like, you know, it happens. So if enough is enough, what comes next? You know, the heart teaches us, the heart suit teaches us to feel, and the club suit teaches us to reason and understand. Once we come to the understanding, we got to go to the diamond suit, which says move your ass. You know, take action. Excuse my French.
I understand.
I'm talking to everybody right now, including myself. We all need to learn to take advantage of the time we have. We're born with a bank account. The bank account is filled with time. You know, how are you going to spend it? Excuse me very much. You know, it's like once you know, you have to take action. And if you're not clear on your action, ask yourself, what action do I going to take? Sit down with a pencil and paper and go, you know, what actions am I going to take? These are the three actions I'm going to take. I'm going to pack. I'm going to move.
Yeah, and hope for the best, right?
Yeah. No, you don't hope for the best. Excuse me. Hope is a hot air balloon. What is hope? What is hope in the cards? Let's see what hope is. 34, 15, 16, 5, 10, 20, 5, 6, 7, 18. The Five of Clubs. That's right. The Five of Clubs is the adventure. It's all about experience. Hope is not going to ground you or make you feel secure. Hope is not going to make you feel secure. Knowing what you want for yourself is. And that's a decision. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Let me know what you decide.
I will, and you have a good day.
Because listen to me, darling. Non-action is also a decision, and we'll have none of that.
Okay.
Bye, Carol. Lots of love to you.
Bye.
Bye. You know, this is what my clients go through when they have readings with me. Because, you know, I feel like if there's something going on and I see it, it's like, am I just going to sit here and, you know, blow air up somebody's skirt or pant leg or, you know, I'm not. I mean, we don't know how much time we have. None of us. We do not know how much time we have. I don't care what's going on in your life, what you're doing, how successful you are, how successful you're not. You can be in the poorhouse one day and in the mansion the next. We see it all the time. Look at Susan Boyle. Look at, what's her name, that wrote Harry Potter. She was scribbling on little pieces of paper, telling her child, a single mom, with nothing. And now she's got more than everything. We don't know anything. But each moment we can make a decision. Each moment we can make a decision. If something doesn't feel right, guess what? It's not. If something feels too good to be true, guess what? It probably is. Why do we say these things? We say them because, you know, there are little guidance posts, our little guideposts, you know, that we've put language to. If we have to justify or rationalize something, hello, what are we doing? You know, I have this recording that's, you can access it from my website, and I probably had way too much coffee, actually a double latte just before I recorded this with my friend Sandhya. We were talking about manifestation. And, you know, we were talking and I thought, you know, we learn how to manifest what we want. The minute we come out of the womb, we start learning that. If we're uncomfortable or we're hungry, you know, our diaper's wet, we're cold, whatever, we cry. And we learn right away how to get the responses we want. Right away. Right in the beginning. And then, you know, we get somewhere in time and we're like, oh, well, I have to figure out how to manifest what I want in my life. Well, it seems to me that what we have is what we want, or we wouldn't be there. So then I have to look at that. Okay, this, who else created this? Am I a victim? Am I a product of my environment? How come I get clear about one thing and poof, it manifests, and then over here in this area it's like there's nothing going on. Maybe I don't want anything going on. Or maybe I'm not clear. You know? We have to be really honest with ourselves. And we have to sink down inside to do that. We have to get still and feel. Life is speaking to us all the time, through everything. I absolutely believe this. Perhaps because I believe this, that's what happens in my life. I like it that way. I call it magic. When Sandhya and I were sitting having that conversation about manifestation, I said something, and as soon as I made that statement, a hawk came and landed on the tree out in the front yard. And, you know, the hawks are around, but they're not around all the time. And I thought, that's the message, because that's the messenger, you know. I really believe that we have the opportunity to have the most luscious, luscious, like juicy, yummy, you know, lickable relationship with life every moment if we choose. And understanding our nature, which is what this oracle reveals, really gives us an advantage in that relationship. Because when we understand our nature inside and out, and where we are in time, you know, it gives us a perspective that puts us in a better position to negotiate with ourselves, because that's where it's all going on. I did a session for someone a couple of months ago, and, you know, when we got on the phone, she started talking about her husband, and I almost got into a defensive position for the poor guy, because, oh my goodness, and then I said, well, what if you were really just mirroring how you are in relationship with yourself? What might that be, you know? And at first it was sort of like driving into a brick wall, but in a couple of minutes she started to see why she was feeling and thinking and seeing and hearing that way. And it was merely because she wasn't giving herself permission to express herself. Not to him per se, just in life, for herself. And I feel like that's the key that opens the happiness door. I really feel that. That's my experience. And, you know, one of the things I love about the oracle is that it always has something new to show me. I feel like I'm just peeking in the window most of the time. And, you know, after all these years of spending time with this fabulous entity of time, I still feel like it plays hide and seek with me to entice me to come look somewhere I haven't looked before. I think in some way I haven't thought before. And I do believe that life is probably doing that with us. Life is full of itself. I mean, when you see a blade of grass come through a piece of concrete, doesn't it make you stop and think? This little delicate shoot of green that, you know, you could just crush so easily has found its way through a piece of concrete, you know. That force that reaches for the light and that reaches for freedom is the essence of what we are. It's what we're made of. It's, you know, who we reunite with when we die. Oh, let me talk about my blog for those of you that have never been there. And if you go to my website, I have a widget, and I made that widget. I'm so proud of myself. I made a widget, and, you know, I have a blog. It's called Beyond the Body, Stories from the Other Side. And I'm a medium. I talk to people on the other side and connect them with their loved ones. It's one of my favorite things to do because it's so powerful and there's so much love. It's very, very moving. And I have a son on the other side. I wish he were here still, but he's there. And he actually is the one that directed me to start that blog. And he gave me the name and everything. I mean, I was laying in the hammock one day in my front yard, right after I moved here. I'm living in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which is where he grew up. And right after I moved back here, I was laying in a hammock and all of a sudden it was, I mean, I could almost see him. His presence was so strong. And he said, the reason I moved you back here is so you could hear me, because you couldn't hear me in L.A. There's too much going on there. And he instructed me to start a blog called Beyond the Body, Stories from the Other Side. So I got up out of the hammock and I went to the blog spot and I got the blog. And I want to invite you to visit that website. It's beyondthebody.blogspot.com. And the piece I just finished on there was a story I told over a bit of time. It actually happened over almost around three years of time, maybe a little more, between me going back and forth between L.A. and New Jersey and with a family. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, it's not as detailed as it could be. It could probably be a pretty lengthy story. But if you go there, or when you go there, you want to start with part one of that story. It's called A Tale of Two Worlds. Because, it was absolutely amazing for me to witness over that span of time how the people on the other side were connecting with the people on this side, with friends and family, and, you know, the interactions that were happening and what was revealed as it went on was just, it was stunning, stunning to witness. Absolutely mind-blowing, the whole thing, down to the detail. I mean, each and every detail. It was pretty incredible. So I welcome you to go there, and I welcome you to go to my website, Star of the Magi, and roam around and explore. Everything there is going to be changing pretty soon. I started this program by talking about our four personal significators, and so I want to talk about one other card of those, and that's our soul card. I'm a firm believer that our destiny is our origin, and that our destiny is revealed in our origin and where we come from. And this oracle is very good at showing us where that is and what that means and how to apply that in our life now at whatever age we're at. I'm also a firm believer that time is a very persuasive illusion. It's very convincing. And it has its pitfalls. If we, or our belief systems have their pitfalls, you know. Like in Hollywood, which I've spent a lot of time in, I have a lot of celebrity clients and celebrity friends. And, you know, there's a real firm belief that once you reach, and there used to be, I think people are starting to break out of it, but, and some have broken out of it, but there's a real firm belief that once you reach a certain age, you were washed up and that was it. But I'll tell you who busted through that whole collective agreement was rock stars. I mean, look at Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, the Rolling Stones, The Who, everybody, you know. They didn't buy that. And musicians are so passionate about their music. They're, you know, probably not going to stop until they're in the coffin. And then as soon as they get to the other side, I'm sure they're having one big party over there. You know, but the passion just, and besides, they were rebels, so they didn't buy into the belief. You know, and they're all doing concerts until they can't stand up anymore, you know, which I think is amazing. And, you know, but then there's the realm of, well, once you reach 35 or 40 or 45, you can't You can't be successful in that. And people that don't buy into that belief have successfully been, you know, they've been successful in their careers until the end. And it's just another example of our relationship with life, our relationship with time, and most importantly, our relationship with ourself and our own belief systems. Because what we believe is what's going to manifest. I reached a certain age about, you know, some time ago that I decided I like this age. This is where I'm going to stay. And to this day, over a decade past that age, people think I'm that age. And I think it's just because I did what? I made a decision. Bingo. I made a decision. And I totally 100%. You have to be 100% when you make a decision. You can't make a decision if you're not 100%. So I think it's a good thing to practice decision making. Everything else, goals and affirmations, they're fabulous tools. And where they have to lead us somewhere, and where they have to lead us to is a decision. Because it ain't going to happen without it. So, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I want to thank Carol for calling in. That was a great conversation, and I believe, you know, it's so easy to refer to the cards in general globally for all of us in a universal way, even when talking to one person about what's going on. We really are in this together. And I want to thank you for listening. I want to invite you to connect with me. Again, if you, well, I should really know what's going on in LA, but check out my website, sign up for my card of the day. I have some exciting new things coming, and if you're on my email list, you'll know about them. And if there are topics that you want me to talk about on the show, please email me and let me know what they are. I hope you have a fabulous week, and thank you again for listening. Lots of love to everybody. Bye.